Return on ambition, a radical approach to your achievement, growth, and well-being. Introduction, the ambitious paradox. Welcome to Return on Ambition. I'm Nikolai Chen Nielsen, and along with my co-author Nikolai Tillich, we've embarked on a journey to help ambitious individuals like yourself achieve success without sacrificing fulfillment or personal growth. As someone who has worked with McKinsey & Company and advised numerous Fortune 500 companies, I've seen firsthand the struggles that ambitious people face. Let's start with a question. Have you ever felt that your ambition is both your greatest asset and your biggest obstacle? If so, you're not alone. Many high achievers find themselves caught in what we call the ambitious paradox, a state where the very drive that propels them forward also threatens to derail their success and well-being. In this book, we'll explore a new approach to ambition, one that balances achievement, personal growth, and well-being. We call this the Return on Ambition, a holistic measure of success that goes beyond traditional metrics. Part 1, Understanding Your Ambition. Ambition is a powerful force. It's the engine that drives us to reach for the stars, to push beyond our limits. But like any powerful tool, it needs to be wielded with care and understanding. Consider the story of Sarah, a brilliant software engineer we interviewed for this book. Sarah's ambition led her to create groundbreaking technologies, but it also pushed her to the brink of burnout. She worked 80-hour weeks, neglected her relationships, and eventually found herself questioning the very goals she had been so passionately pursuing. Sarah's experience illustrates a crucial point. Ambition, left unchecked, can lead us astray. That's why the first step in maximizing your return on ambition is to understand your ambition deeply. Ask yourself, what truly drives you? What does success look like to you? Is it wealth, recognition, impact, or something else entirely? Understanding your motivations is crucial because it allows you to align your efforts with your true desires rather than chasing goals that society or others have set for you. Part 2, the Trinity of Achievement, Growth, and Well-Being. Now that we've explored the nature of ambition, let's dive into what we call the Trinity of Achievement, Growth, and Well-Being. This trinity forms the core of our return on ambition approach. Achievement is what most people think of when they consider ambition. It's the tangible results of your efforts, the promotions, the awards, the financial success. But achievement alone is not enough for true fulfillment. Growth is about continuous learning and development. It's about becoming a better version of yourself over time. This could mean acquiring new skills, gaining deeper insights, or developing emotional intelligence. Well-being encompasses your physical health, mental state, and overall life satisfaction. It's about feeling good and functioning well, both in your professional and personal life. The key insight here is that these three elements are interconnected. Neglect one, and the others will suffer over time. Push too hard for achievement at the expense of well-being, and you'll eventually burn out, hindering both your growth and future achievements. Consider the case of Mark, a high-flying executive we interviewed. Mark was all about achievement in his early career. He climbed the corporate ladder rapidly, but at the cost of his health and personal relationships. It wasn't until he had a health scare that he realized the importance of balancing all three elements of the Trinity. By consciously focusing on his well-being and personal growth alongside his career goals, Mark not only recovered his health, but also found that his professional achievements became more meaningful and sustainable. Part 3, the 7 frenemies of ambition. Now, let's talk about what we call the 7 frenemies of ambition. These are personal attributes that are often strengths for ambitious people, but can also become obstacles if not managed properly. The first frenemy is boldness. Being bold can help you take risks and seize opportunities, but unchecked boldness can lead to reckless decisions. Next is independence. While it's great to be self-reliant, extreme independence can isolate you from valuable support and collaboration. The third frenemy is competitiveness. A healthy competitive spirit can drive you to excel, but excessive competitiveness can turn every interaction into a zero-sum game. Fourth is the need for control. Having a sense of control is important, but trying to control everything can lead to stress and missed opportunities. The fifth frenemy is performance orientation. While it's good to focus on results, an extreme focus on performance can lead to short-term thinking and neglect of personal growth. Sixth is perfectionism. Striving for excellence is admirable, but perfectionism can lead to procrastination and fear of failure. The last frenemy is goal orientation. Having clear goals is crucial, but being overly attached to specific outcomes can blind you to new opportunities. The key is to recognize these traits in yourself and learn to harness their positive aspects while mitigating their potential downsides. Part 4, the Return on Ambition Toolbox. Now that we've identified potential pitfalls, let's explore the tools you can use to maximize your return on ambition. We've developed 4 key tools based on our research and experience. The first tool is the Ambition Articulator. This helps you clearly define what you want to achieve and why. It's not just about setting goals, but understanding the deeper motivations behind them. Next is the Ambition Accelerator. This tool helps you identify and leverage your unique strengths to accelerate your progress towards your goals. The third tool is the Self-Awareness Expander. This helps you gain a deeper understanding of yourself, including your values, motivations, and potential blind spots. Finally, we have the Conscious Learning Tool. This helps you extract maximum learning from your experiences, turning both successes and failures into opportunities for growth. These tools are designed to work together, helping you navigate the complex landscape of ambition with greater clarity and effectiveness. Part 5, Putting It All Together, the Self-Coaching Sessions. Now, how do we put all of this into practice? That's where our self-coaching sessions come in. We've designed 4 sessions that guide you through the process of applying the return on ambition approach to your life. The first session focuses on articulating your ambition. You'll dig deep into what truly drives you and what success means to you personally. In the second session, you'll explore your frenemies. You'll identify which of the 7 frenemies are most relevant to you and develop strategies to manage them effectively. The third session is about expanding your self-awareness. You'll gain insights into your patterns of thought and behavior and how they impact your ambition. The final session focuses on conscious learning. You'll develop techniques to extract maximum growth from your experiences, both positive and negative. These sessions are not a one-time exercise, but a process you can return to regularly as you continue your ambitious journey. Conclusion, your return on ambition. As we wrap up, I want to emphasize that maximizing your return on ambition is not about working harder or sacrificing more. It's about working smarter, understanding yourself better, and aligning your efforts with what truly matters to you. Remember, true success is not just about what you achieve, but also about who you become in the process and how you feel along the way. By balancing achievement, growth, and well-being, you can pursue your ambitions without burning out or losing yourself. So, I encourage you to take this approach and make it your own. Use the tools we've provided, engage in the self-coaching sessions, and start maximizing your return on ambition today. Your future self will thank you for it. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Here's to your ambitious future.